The search for a missing mom intensifies in Tennessee. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. A kidnapping charge has been filed in Memphis following the disappearance of a mother of two. The man picked up by authorities yesterday is also charged with tampering with evidence. Eliza Fletcher vanished Friday after surveillance video showed her being forced into an SUV while jogging.
Fletcher was last seen wearing a bright pink top and purple shorts. Authorities say that surveillance video showed them that Fletcher was approached by an unknown suspect and after a brief struggle was forced into the SUV. Her phone and water bottle were found near the scene.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, an enemy of the state. That's how former President Trump described President Biden during a rally in Pennsylvania last night. Mr. Trump reacting to a speech where President Biden called MAGA Republicans a threat to the country.
The most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president, vilifying 75 million citizens.
President Biden has since said he wasn't trying to attack conservative voters. He knew how to take off, but didn't know how to land. An airport worker in Mississippi is accused of stealing a small plane yesterday and threatening to crash it into a Walmart store in Tupelo.
The suspect has been identified as Corey Patterson. Police say he is facing grand larceny charges and charges of making terroristic threats, with federal charges pending in connection to that plane police say he stole.
Fox's Charles Watson, after circling the area for hours, the plane landed safely. It may be a while before NASA's new moon rocket gets off the ground. A second launch attempt was scrubbed yesterday after another fuel leak and engine trouble. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
In just the last week, more than two dozen gang members and criminals were arrested at our southern border in the Del Rio sector of Texas. That's according to Customs and Border Protection, which says a couple of them are sex offenders. Separately, Fox News has confirmed that two Mexican nationals accused of murdering a North Carolina sheriff's deputy were in the country illegally. The fast-moving current of the Rio Grande River is being blamed for the drownings of at least nine migrants. Their bodies were found near Eagle Pass, Texas, after days of heavy rain. It's unclear where the migrants were from, but border agents in the Del Rio sector are increasingly encountering people from Venezuela and Cuba.
You know, hundreds and thousands of people that have died trying to make that journey, not only from Cuba, but from Haiti also, and I blame the Biden administration for incentivizing them to try to make that journey, just like they're incentivizing millions and millions of migrants to cross the border.
House Republican Carlos Jimenez, the Biden administration continues to deny claims that the border isn't secure. Lower gas prices and a healthy job market have Democrats praising the economic picture ahead of the midterm elections.
I do know that President Biden's created 10 million jobs since he got into office, which is the highest number of any presidency.
Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, Republicans argue the high cost of living supersedes any job gains.
And a lot of these jobs numbers are second jobs because many of my constituents and people across the United States are having to get second jobs, come out of retirement and start back to work.
Texas Congressman Lance Gooden, both lawmakers on Fox News Live. If you're wondering what most Americans are paying for a gallon of gas, AAA says the national average is $3.78, down slightly from yesterday's price. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.